mini
episode.
Wow.
Nice.
Beautiful. That was not practiced.
We don't need to practice.
That's just the beauty of our minds.
The beauty of a couple of band nerds with a podcast.
Welcome to the hysterical mini.
It's so funny. It's so cute.
Little cute baby.
It's like a little nugget kitten.
We're just going to read some emails and some reviews and give you guys shout outs. Say what's up.
Shout out.
Hey, hey. And I don't know. Maybe we'll do something else. Talk about something.
Say a joke, maybe.
Yeah. Hmm?
What is the difference between house and not the house?
Many things.
Shadow house.
What?
I told the joke wrong. What is like a house but not a house?
Shadow house.
A house is shadow.
What's the difference between a house and not a house? Shadow house.
Shadow house. I hope my dad's not listening.
Anyway, I'm Alexis.
And I'm Haley. And I am Haley's shadow.
And I'm going to read an email. And then Haley's going to read a review. And then I'm going to read an email. And then Haley's going to read a message. Because you guys just keep talking to us. So first, we're going to read this email. And it's from Natalia. Hi.
Hey.
What's up?
Hi.
And Natalia says, hi, ladies. I am Sheeplets Forever.
Yay.
Yay.
Oh, my gosh.
You made my timer go off my phone.
You had one job.
I have to take out the garbage. That's why I set a timer. So I don't forget.
We're going to forget now.
I won't. I'll do it right after this.
I'll forget.
You don't have to remember. Anyway, she says, I almost lost my mind when you read my review on the last episode. Aww. Well, get ready to lose it again.
Get ready to lose it all the way.
I had to listen to the Sealand episode again because, sadly, I did not come up with the term sheeplet at 55-55. Like, wow.
Can't believe you looked it up. That's incredible.
First of all, that you looked that up. And second of all, that it's at 55-55 is crazy to me.
I don't know if Alexis did, but I had a little bet going with myself. I'm like, who said it?
Oh, yeah. No, we were betting. I thought it was Haley. Haley, did you think it was you or me?
I thought it was you.
Okay, you thought it was me. But she says at 55-55 in the midst of a discussion of planting sheep seed.
Okay. It's true. Yeah.
One of you referred to lambs as sheeplet, and it made my day all over again. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, that's great. Also that you went back and listened to that one, because we also did, and I was like, ew.
The sound quality affects our editor in a very visceral way.
The worst part of that is I know that that's not the worst. It's the earlier ones are worse.
Yeah.
And so then I'm like, oof. I can't listen before this. Definitely
You've
not.
You've improved so much.
The room.
And you.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Physical improvements to the room, mostly. And, but we did listen to that part. And it was me, which surprises me because it just doesn't seem like something I would say.
You exclusively call cow calves cow babies.
We both do.
But you started it.
I did.
Because
they're cute.
I'm like, it sounds like an Alexis.
You thing. Like to take the small animals and give them new names.
Yeah. And I was the one who was like, that's not how you grow sheep.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. You don't put them in the ground.
No, but you do raise them.
I know all about sheep growing.
And you raise crops, so it's the same thing. They're crops.
They're a crop good.
Anyway, she said, I'm attaching a picture of Zoe and Sammy. I don't know who's who, but there is a child and a guinea pig.
It's the biggest guinea pig.
It's stressed. It got, like, excited to see that camera, and it's like, whoa. This has got a big old eye. It's very cute. So thank you for sending us your cute pictures.
So big. The like, angle of it makes it look like you have a pet capybara.
It does. It's huge. And then she asked us if we had an address where she could send us something, and that it's going to be knitted, which is so nice.
It's going to be knitted.
That you want to send us something. Thank you.
It's going to be knitted.
I know. Like, the slight spoiler. I'm like, okay. Okay.
I'm very aroused right now.
And we did reply with an address that you can send us to. something too. And I'm going to say it in here, and we'll also say it in the main episode just in case people don't listen to this one mm-hmm. as much, which is fine. You don't have to. That our address you can send things to us to is 595 156th Avenue Southeast, Bellevue, Washington, 98007. And we're E102.
And this is in the USA.
Yes, in the America.
If you are shipping from outside of this country.
With United States. And it's not our address, so you can't find us.
So don't even try.
Don't try to stalk us, but...
We don't live at that place. It's just where the mail goes.
It is where we can find a package and pick it up. We don't have enough reason yet to get a P.O. box. So until that time occurs, that's where it'll be. Yeah. And we'll put it in the description so you can see it written out, because sometimes it's not easy to write when people are saying numbers.
I've already forgotten what you said, and I live in the area.
I had to read it, so I don't just know it. But we're very excited to receive fan mail. That's so sweet of you. Yeah. Make you want to send it to us.
Make us get a P.O. box.
Yeah, come on, guys. You can do it. Girls, dudes, let's do it.
Deuteruses.
And then they said, best regards, Natalia.
Thank you,
Natalia.
Hell yeah.
Send us the cute things.
Capybara and child.
Cute little baby capybara. And we also got an email from our friend with many names.
Mm. Many hats, many names.
Many, many names. It says, dear ladies, I noticed you read my letter, more or less, on your last episode.
Letter.
Mm-hmm. We're going to trade, but I forgot, so we're not going to.
No, we're not.
Apparently, I have been ignorant to the fact that when you send an email to someone, my name appears at the top of it.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah. So that's why I was confused. For a minute, I thought you two may either be psychics stalking me technologically or metaphorically, or maybe just witches.
What a shock. It's like, wait. Sorry, we called you out with our magic.
Yeah, I didn't mean to.
We didn't think it was a secret.
We didn't know it would expose our powers. I would have put my 2 cents on the third choice. I don't remember what that was.
Mm.
Mostly because, witches.
Witches.
Because I like witches. Mm-hmm. In theory, at least.
Yeah, mm-hmm. we just had an episode about that.
Yeah. Listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
My last email was written in haste. And basically, they go on to talk about one of the topics they talked about in their first email to, like, clarify things for
us.
So I'm not going to read it, part.
Yeah, I'm not privy to it because it's going to be a surprise.
Right. There's a lot of information in it.
Oh. And I see. I'm not wearing my glasses. I just see a wall of text.
It's a very detailed paragraph that we'll look at. We're excited to look into. It'll be a good time.
I was a little worried you were going to read that.
No. It's got too many secrets in it.
Secrets.
So we can't. But that was from Sampan. So thanks, Sampan.
Thank you.
Sorry we exposed you. We didn't mean to. We try to be very careful not to, like, read people's full names because we don't want, like, to expose you or something, you know?
We don't want anyone to come after you.
Yeah. And we don't want to, be, like, creepy or weird or anything. They mentioned that they live in Florida, I think.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that they live in Florida. And said, like, that maybe we know that because of our analytics. Which is not true.
No.
We can't see where, like, you personally, it doesn't have your name on it.
No.
Like, it just tells me that someone downloaded it in Florida, and I go, oh, Florida.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, there are a lot of people in Florida.
Yeah, so it doesn't, we don't know if it's you.
Right.
It was just very cute. It's like, you know, you were making fun of Texas, and I'm like, we have a lot of listeners in Texas. I don't know who those people are. I just see them on the map.
We make fun of everyone.
It's true. It was just, it was a little harsh on Texas, and I was like, oh, we love you.
Didn't someone die in that joke?
That was a sad joke. Someone died in that joke.
Okay. I was about to be all saddened down on Florida.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then I stopped you by reminding you of the last time you were saddened down on the state.
Swamplandia.
Ooh.
You're not going to exist in a few years.
Goodbye.
I told Alexa that we should visit Miami. She's like, why?
It's going to go away.
It's not going to exist. We should go.
I was, like, just there. Not Miami, but Tampa.
No, you gotta go the full.
You gotta go.
You can't go to Tampa.
I didn't really. It was going on a cruise.
I like that you're like defense. I didn't really.
It wasn't on purpose.
I didn't choose. Okay, so we have a review from, yes. I guess, Apple Podcasts. I don't know if it like transfers if you review somewhere else.
I think it's just iTunes.
And this is from T Plunk 94 55 39 28 48 39 9.
T
Plunk. Sorry if that's like your social or something. It's too many letters.
Way too many numbers.
Too many signals.
And too many letters to be.
What if your social security was T Plunk?
I hope that's their license plate.
That'd be great. That's also many digits.
We have so many vanity license plates in Bellevue. We should get vanity license plates.
No. Then we'll go to hell. We're going to go to the bad place.
But we could get, like, funny history ones.
I guess. Oh, man. Okay, the review.
Yeah.
Like disgusting history with friends. I think it's like discussing history with friends.
It sounded like you said like disgusting history with friends.
I think I kind
friends.
Of did. I noticed when we were recording last episode, my tongue stopped working like halfway through. I started just saying weird sounds.
Oh, no.
So, like, discussing history with friends.
There you go.
I never leave reviews, but I have to say that this podcast really hits the spot. I love learning history, and the hosts make it so enjoyable to learn. I'm often laughing with them, and I'm always intrigued by their topics.
Aw.
Thanks, T Plunk.
Yay.
T Plunk 94 55 39 28 43 39 9.
The same shame right here, right there. I think we also have a new Stitcher review.
What?
I don't think I've seen this one. It's the title of it is amazing, I want to say.
Tell me.
This is from Andy _ you know. That's it.
Is it spelled out?
The underscore?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
It's just an underscore.
It's like Underwood, but underscore.
Underscore.
Under the hill mountain score.
And it says, best podcast I've ever accidentally downloaded.
Ah, yay.
I also love that because I always reference people accidentally downloading our podcast. And I was like, but that doesn't happen.
No.
And it did.
It did.
How
and
exciting.
Then, and then you liked it. What are your thoughts?
Left us 5 stars. How nice.
Oh, lovely.
I'm not going to lie. I accidentally downloaded a couple episodes of Hysterical History instead of a podcast with similar episode subjects that I wanted to listen to on a long road trip.
It's fair.
That's dangerous, too. Mm-hmm. Especially because he's going on, or I'm assuming he is going on a long road trip and then, like, didn't download the right podcast.
I've done that. Or they, like, they say they download and they didn't. I'm like, I'm on a plane.
I need it now. Mm-hmm. I can't fix it now. I did that when I was picking you up to move you over here.
Yeah.
But instead, I was downloading episodes of Netflix onto my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I was mostly just downloading episodes of The Office because that was when I was, like, deep in one of my Office rewatches. But then I was like, I want to do something new. Mm-hmm. And so then I downloaded some episodes of The Magicians.
Yeah.
And I, like, literally wanted to die. And I don't understand because it's in, like, its fourth season now. And that was, like, the first season. Mm-hmm. And I hated it. And people, like, in my TV groups love it.
I've never seen it.
And I'm like, do I need to watch it again? Like, maybe I was just, like, so tired and angry from driving so much that I was just mad.
Yeah, maybe.
Or, like, maybe it gets better is the other thing.
Maybe.
Because it's not like people say that they like it. They're like, oh, I love The Magicians. And I'm like, I don't get it.
Hmm.
But I love magic TV shows. So I'm like, I should like this.
We should try again.
We should watch it. Anyway, remind me of the good times when I drove 12 hours a day.
I wonder if we're capable of getting through a whole review without going on a tangent.
No, especially when it's this long. It's like a whole paragraph.
But, like, we got through mine, and I got through the name, and we had to stop. We got through the title.
This too.
And we had to stop.
This one, too. You asked me an underscore.
I know, but, like, at that point, I was like, I wonder if we could do it. And then immediately, I had to ask a question.
See, that's why it's nice that it's a bonus, because then we can rant, and it's fine.
Yeah.
We're so freeing.
Mm-hmm. This is going to be the first thing someone watches. They're like, there's no history. There's literally no history.
I'm going to title it, literally no history. Okay.
You got us.
Yeah.
This one's going out to you, that one reviewer.
Nailed it. Okay. So, downloaded things. Long road trip.
Yeah.
Accident. At first, I was upset that it wasn't informational enough, quotation fingers. And then they said, in parentheses, which was stupid. It totally is.
Aw.
But I didn't have the data to download anything else on the road instead.
You were forced.
Yes.
It forced you to listen to us.
But then it says, I am so glad I was wrong about this podcast. Alexis and Haley take people slash events in history that I always thought were stoic or super serious and talk about them like they're telling a story about their friends. Their laid-back, conversational storytelling makes history so much more approachable. I don't actually know these ladies, but it feels like I'm joining in the conversation every time I listen. Keep up the great work.
Man, that hit me right in my heart.
Aw, thank you.
Oh my gosh.
And the fact that, like, someone who was not intending to listen to us,
no fault of their own,
stumbled on it, wanted it to be more informational, and then changed their mind is lovely.
That, like, I can, like, feel it in my heart and in my gut. It just, everything feels so good. They're,
it's
like,
magical.
Wow, I thought this was, like, boring and serious and stoic. Yeah. And they're, like, people. I'm like, yes,
that's what we're trying to do.
Yes, my dude.
That's our goal.
Yeah, we are your friends.
We did it.
Yes! Yes, boy, yes!
It's very exciting.
Ooh, okay, I'm like pumped now.
Getting excited.
Ooh, time to take out some trash.
Ooh, time to take some deep breaths.
Okay.
So I don't need my smelling salts, but my fainting couch.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get a little chaise in here. Oh. I mean, nothing else will fit in here.
No, just a really tiny one. Just use it to play video games on.
I did get one more tiny shelf for me to build.
Oh, yeah.
But I mean,
yeah, we can fit, like, more shelves
behind the door.
Furniture.
Or, like, here.
The furniture is the problem.
It is overtaking the space. Anyway, thank you so much for that review. It's so nice and great.
Thank you for being trapped in your car with no escape.
Also, I really need you, if you listen to this episode, Andy, to look up the Crazy Ex-Girlfriend song, Trapped in a Car.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, yes.
Please. You'll feel it so deep in your soul. It's such a good song.
It is. We listen to it sometimes.
It's amazing.
Which is great because we're in the car together singing it.
And then it sounds like subtly one of us doesn't want the other one to be in the car.
But you can't tell who.
And we know. We know that it's not true.
Oh, I thought you meant we know who wants who gone. We both do.
No, no. I wouldn't have picked you up and driven in a car with you for days I wanted to get rid of you.
I mean, maybe you just wanted to do it on your terms.
Whatever.
I know your body disposal plan.
Yeah, that's why I can't do it to you. Anyway, we got one more message from Kristen, who sent us a message on our Facebook page, which you can also do.
Which you can do.
And we will reply to you. Mm-hmm. Eventually. Just like emails. Eventually. We do other things sometimes. Mm-hmm. Not a lot of the time, but sometimes.
Alexis is in a program.
I have school.
A 12-step legal program.
Woohoo. Woohoo. We were talking about this in Screamies we recorded today. Mm-hmm. It's like, we do other things. And I'm like, mostly Alyssa does other things.
Yeah.
And she's like, you have two podcasts you have to edit. And I'm like, that's true. Mm-hmm. Because I haven't edited an episode of that in a while. But if you listen to that, it's a coming. I feel like I'm going to edit like 4 episodes in one day and just like put them all up and be like, there.
Happy? Do you want it?
You know, there was 3 weeks of silence. Now there's 4 episodes.
Is that what you wanted?
Deal with it. Anyway, read this. Without your glasses.
I know, it's very far away. Hi, Haley and Alexis. I just wanted to check and see if you guys were really serious about the JSTOR thing.
Look what you did.
Because I have access currently as I'm enrolled in uni. Love the podcast, and you guys have actually kind of inspired me to think about making my own. Keep up the great work. Stars and hearts. Kristen.
Yes.
I loved it because if I wasn't in a partnership with a lawful good and I didn't go out of my way to get a library card with access to JSTOR, I probably would have been, like, on the side. Yeah, I'll take it.
I know. I was trying so hard to make it clear. You should not send us your JSTOR access.
Yeah. Thank you for offering. You're very sweet.
Yes, that's very nice. And I have it now because I'm in school. Haley has it now because she's a library friend. So we've all got it.
Yeah.
So guess what? Episodes are going to be more researched, maybe.
I mean, don't promise.
I said maybe.
As all of you know, if you have a parent or mm-hmm. you are a parent, yep. maybe means no.
It means we're not. Well, excuse me. I hunted down a book to read for my upcoming episode.
Oh, that's good.
And it took me a long time.
From the university?
No.
Okay. Or from JSTOR?
No.
Okay.
I told you, from the archive.org, the, like, okay. online library. Okay. If you guys didn't know, there's just, like, a library online that's an internet library you can just go to. And I promise, even yeah. if the EU tells you it's got terrorism connections, it doesn't.
Do you know there's libraries online?
No, but it's exclusively online. And it's for everybody.
Do you know they have like 50,000 counts of terrorism against them?
It was only 550.
It's a lie, though. Don't believe it.
It is a lie. I read articles about it.
Terrorism is so subjective.
Yeah, for AI robots to determine.
Yeah.
Hmm.
All information is kind of terrorism to somebody, probably.
Oh, but I wanted to say about Kristen. One, thank you for your message. Mm-hmm. Two, thank you for your offer. Three, no one give us any information.
Don't give us your login information.
It makes me uncomfortable. No. But, like, the thought is very kind and very appreciated.
You're very sweet. Thank you.
And four, girls, start your podcast.
Do it.
Tell us all about it. If any of you have podcasts, like, tell us, please.
Yeah.
Because we want to listen, like, check them out and pimp it out.
Pimp you out.
As long as it's, like... cool.
Yeah.
You know?
Don't send us like your neo-Nazi podcast or
yeah,
whatever.
Or just like, and you know, we try to be decently family friendly. So don't, nothing like that's super explicit.
Mm-hmm.
And if it is, we'll warn you before you go to it so that yeah. you don't get into business you shouldn't be in. I think that's it though. That's our business.
What is like rocket, but not a rocket?
Rocket raccoon.
A rubber rocket.
Mm.
Also Rocket Raccoon.
Yeah, I know. Many answers. We've got some fun stuff coming up. Should we tease something in here?
Tease away.
We have two things coming up exciting.
Mm-hmm.
One, we're going on a business trip for the pod. We're going
Not the pod.
We're going on a field trip.
For the pod.
For an episode. I won't tell you where because I want you to be surprised, but it involves planes.
But we're gonna travel,
yeah,
and go on location,
yeah. Which is, I feel like I'm a journalist,
mm-hmm.
even though the event happened hundreds of years ago.
That's not really for a journal,
but I mean, lots of journalists use podcasts now.
It's true. So, are we journalists?
No, we don't have the credentials.
Is it credentials that makes a journalist?
I don't know. I think it's that and that you have to be reporting something.
We're reporting the past.
I think that's just historian. Historians are just journalists about old stuff.
Then we're not journalists.
No, we're historians.
Mm.
Drat.
Mm. I did find a good joke.
Hold on. I was teasing something. Do your joke.
No. Do your tease.
Okay, we'll end on your joke. The other one was that we're going to be doing a new style of bonus thing. So there's this. There's the main episodes.
Mm-hmm.
There's historical minis.
Little minis.
Little mini boys. Hysterical mini.
Little mims.
And then we're going to be doing another bonus situation episode you can listen to or not.
Mm-hmm.
Either way.
Yeah.
But that will be fun.
It's just bonus.
We just think it'll be fun. And... yeah. So look for that soon.
Soon. Coming to a podcast near you.
Yeah. You're going to get more than once a week.
More than once.
Maybe twice a week.
Maybe.
Maybe. Instead of four times a month, maybe like six.
Whoa.
Huh?
Wow. That's
what?
More episodes than there are weeks.
Amazing.
In a month.
Usually.
In 1 month. In these months.
In these, the months of our lives.
This calendar.
Okay, what's a joke?
I think you've already heard it.
Okay.
What's the cool thing about Switzerland?
Neutral. Banks. Gold.
I don't know. The flag's a plus.
All right, that's it. Email us hystericalhistorypodcast@gmail.com. Leave us a review on iTunes or Stitcher, and we'll read it.
We'll read it.
In this little bit.
This is our forum of the minis.
And then we're going to talk to you about it, and you just get to hear the weirdness that's going on in our brains.
Yeah. Floobers.
Bye. Bye.